Called to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing is the consent agenda, which is the general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held March 7th. Approve all claims through March 12th in the amount of $443,397.43. March 21st are the claims through March 21st. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 12030067 to Southeast District officials in the amount of $75 and check 12030007 to the Beatrice Daily Sun in the amount of $855. Approve receiving the Beatrice Fire and Rescue 2011 Annual Report. Approved permit 898, 899, 900, 901 for Windstream, Nebraska to install communication facility North 22, Hanover Township, North 8th, Island Grove Township, North 13, Riverside Township, East 10, Holt Township.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Matt.
Chairman. The annual report from Beatrice Fire and Rescue. Did we all get a copy of that?
I just brought one in.
We're just receiving it. That's all we're doing.
I asked how you wanted to handle that. Yeah, that's on your EMS, I believe. He said he was required to bring in a report due to that contract.
So I think if you will, run everyone a copy of that. Yeah. I think they should all see it. Okay. We help fund it, so we should understand it. Any other discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Presentation to Thelma Lumpker for 43 years. She is retiring.
Looking for a motor vehicle operator.
How'd you put up with this long?
Don't go into detail, Thelma.
Thank you, and congratulations. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want to say anything?
No.
Now's your chance. Your chance.
Three years, it just seems like yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You got pictures? Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty windy today. For her. Approve, disapprove, reaffirming action taken on rock and gravel. Jim, we'll do this one first. I skipped you, Jim. Approve or disapprove, reaffirming action taken on rock and gravel bids.
I make a motion we approve the bids as presented.
Accepting all. Accepting all bids.
All bids, yes.
Okay. Second.
Moved by Juergens, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Jim Spangler, quarterly tourism report.
I'm pretty hard to directly follow up Thelma anyway, so thanks.
Not too hard to beat gravel.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Or Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Basically, all of you are... No can read, so I just want to hit some of the highlights. It'd be on your second page there is the lodging tax. It's always a couple of months behind where we're at now, but in January, after the, well, 2% goes into the Visitors Improvement Fund and 2% goes into the operation of the tourism office, but you can see our receipts for the 2% were $3,188 compared to last year's $1,306, so January was a good month. If you go back to the beginning of the fiscal year, I think we're down maybe couple thousand dollars in lodging tax if you don't count that month of October when there was a big blip last year when we collected the tax from a few entities that hadn't been paying it. So that's how that looks. The next page is the improvement fund, and that has stayed the same as it did as for several months now. There's been no new requests. The Beatrice Bullets, NNG Park Ballfield, and the Rotary Club Vets Park Sculpture, each $20,000, those have been approved, but we haven't had any invoices turned in on those yet. So otherwise, there may be a little request coming up here, I think next meeting even, that I'll be back. But that's what we have going there. On the budget itself, on the next page... Yes.
So you only have two grants right now that are open.
That is correct. Yep. The Prairie Playground and the Community Players, those two have been paid, and then those other two are outstanding still. On the budget itself, on the next page, just keep in mind that since we do get lodging tax dollars reported to us on a delayed basis, that our income is always a couple months behind the expenses. And then on the back here, you'll see Friends of the Homestead and Gage County Tourism went together and we're producing, they'll actually be 11 by 17, but placemats that'll go in most of the restaurants in Gage County promoting the 150th anniversary coming up and also promoting some of the community events that we have coming up. So those will probably April and May be put out in most of the restaurants that have agreed to let us do that. So those are in process right now. Just wanted to review a couple of things. On February 25th, we hosted a basketball tournament here in Beatrice. Last year we had 63 teams come, and this year we had 78 teams, and actually had to turn down 20 teams. So our thought is if we want to expand the tournament in the future, that to truly make this a county-wide event and utilize Wymore Southern and Diller O'Dell and Freeman and use some of their other gymnasiums around the county if they're willing to let us. So that would truly be good for the entire county then. But I checked, you know, here in Beatrice for this year's tournament, and all the restaurants were very, very busy, and so it was good for our local economy. I also want to just publicly thank the Beatrice Speedway, too, for the Spring Nationals this past week. I didn't have anything to do with the great crowd other than my prayers for good weather, but that helped a lot. But they had a record number of, I believe it was a record number of drivers, and I know I checked with all of our motels, and for lodging purposes, that was very beneficial Friday and Saturday night. They were, all of them were just pretty darn near all full, so... remember last year we had the Springer Spaniel Field Trials? Well, they're actually on a smaller basis. They're back already. Next, this coming weekend, they're having a little event on some land over by Virginia, Nebraska, and they're headquartering at the new Victorian Inn and have 20 rooms booked there. So even though it's a little smaller basis, it's still some great business that they brought our way. And then tomorrow we have a Kansas City area bus tour that'll be here with 42 people on board, and they're going to make about four different stops and have lunch here and Dairy Queen for the ride home, so they'll be spending some money here as well. And then last thing I wanted to touch on is just I've spoken to probably most of the service clubs and organizations here in town, but kind of taking a road show, so to speak. So last week we spoke Marith from the Homestead. I invited her to go along to promote the 150th, and we went over to the Fairbury Rotary Club, and we have a appointment in a couple months to go over to the Fairbury Kiwanis Club and the Diller Community Club. And so we're just trying to get the word and spread the word on tourism and promote the 150th. So any questions at all? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Approve or disapprove project number. I'll make a motion to put the tourism report on file.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove project number BRS 3285, Philly North, agreement BLR 1167, and resolution for project program agreement.
Resolution for that one would be number 1207.
1207.
That's with the bridge.
Just the bridge only.
It's with
the boats.
Motion, and then we'll have discussion.
Oh, make a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Dorn, motion to approve. Seconded by Juergens. Myron, discussion.
This is some of the paperwork is, that's what this involves for the Philly North Bridge there that Galen said is complete, and that we have to place it on resolution so that with the state and everything we're up to speed on it or whatever, and that we approve it at so that he can send that on and everything. That project is ongoing, a lot of paperwork with it, and hopefully, he knows not this year we'll let it for bids, but hopefully maybe in a year. It just depends on how many more state guidelines or specs they have to meet.
And this is the bridge, that bridge just north of Philly.
Right north of Philly.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove project Bridge 7034, Adams Northwest, original program agreement and resolution for project program agreement, resolution number 1208.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Juergens. Discussion.
And this again, this is the, well, it's a bridge that's actually on the Firth Highway. If you go 3 miles north up to the Apple Road and then a mile and a half back east on the Apple Road, it's called the Adams Northwest Bridge or whatever. And this, Galen put, or we put this on the, I think last year or early this year, we put it on the on the next, that's the next federal aid or state aid bridge project that they're doing. And this is the some of the early agreements and the early things to get this up and going and start the paperwork for this project to be on our list. It's a real narrow bridge. It's not real long, maybe 40 feet. Well, not even 40, I don't know how long it is. Really narrow, though, because you cannot, we've tried, you cannot fit a six-row planer across it. We've got halfway across it, and then can't make it. So you cannot make it across it with a six-row planer. So.
For some reason, backing up seems harder than...
And it seems awful hard, and then my boy even tried with a six-row corn head, and the end snoot was brand new after that. So that's not working. But, you know, this the Wymore project, we have three federal aid bridge projects right now, and the Wymore one, if things keep working and keep going and they are, as they're progressing, hopefully late summer here, early fall, that'll be let for bids. The Philly one is a lot farther along than like the Adams one, but the Adams one, we put it on there because knowing going forward, we need to keep active and keep proactive and keep these projects moving.
Okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove proposal from Smart Solutions for additional services to Gage County and the City of Beatrice in the amount of $5,000 plus project-related expenses.
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Myron.
Hopefully everybody has the proposal in their packet or in their group of papers. I don't know. Pretty sure I brought it into Don, and we're going to run it off. Smart Solutions has completed their first, what they call the first projects that we hired them to do. That is done and complete. And I actually have a. They emailed us their completed project, and then Pat Rattigan, I don't know where he did it or how he did it, but he went and, with emails, went and ran this off, and the meeting last week passed this out to everybody. So this is what their final works is for our first part. They made a proposal, addendum to the agreement to help us finish out this project, help in hiring a new the Economic Development Director and following through and doing a list of about four or five other things there. Last week, Wednesday, we had a meeting with advisory group, and at that we had quite a bit of discussion, and through the discussion, it was decided that we would like them to help us do this and help us finish this out so that we can keep this project moving, keep it going. Their comments were with this here proposal that they thought this would take a time period of roughly 2 months. And Monday night, Matt and Andrea Schaefer and I went to the city council meeting. They had it on their agenda, and at that time they approved this addendum to agreement, and that's why it's on here, because this is not something that the advisory group can do yet because they're not up and running. This needs to go before the county board and the city council.
Okay. Kathy.
Should this complete our work with Smart Solutions, or will there be another addendum to their contract?
This should. This will complete the work as far as getting this economic development group up and running and in business or whatever. Now, the advisor group or somebody, if they wanted to in the future, if there's something that they felt they needed some outside help with or something, they could contact them and possibly have something else. But right now, no, this should complete everything that we need with Smart Solutions.
And then the county's obligation on this is half of the $5,000.
Half of the $5,000 plus some expenses, and they haven't listed any expenses in here. So the county's obligation is $2,500, yes.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove EMS agreement with Beatrice Claytonia, Odell, Cortland, and Wymore.
Make a motion to approve all the agreements.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Discuss and approve or disapprove Gage County Emergency Procedure Guide.
You want a motion to approve? No, it's the
this one.
It's the handout that, yeah.
I guess I'm under the opinion I would rather do it in 2 weeks and everyone review it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. That way, Gus, 2 weeks is not going to affect it, is it?
I won't be here. Like 2 weeks, I couldn't be here.
No, you won't be.
Following 2, I could.
Okay. So everyone review this, and we'll just move it to a month from today.
To the
18th.
Not this. This Rex, this is the folded one that you got. Gus has come up with the Gage County Emergency Procedures Guide, and it's
yes.
Most of it's for the courthouse. Well, not some of it's for the courthouse, yeah.
Yeah, that what Myron has is totally different than what you're talking about, the security side. That's
yes.
Meeting after next.
Okay.
Yes, this is the emergency procedures guide. What you're the rest of the big papers that you have there, Rex. That's for the emergency procedures guide, and that it will be on the agenda in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
This here, I believe, according to Mark, went through his committee. I don't know if they were officially coming from the board. That's why I wanted beans. I added one item for lockdowns. I wanted that so the board would be aware of it. And everybody should have got an email on that last night so they just could have saw that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Has everyone reviewed the emergency preparedness guide ahead of time? So comfortable with that or do it in 2 weeks?
Are there changes?
I can't tell you if there's changes. I don't.
No, there shouldn't be anything other than from when the market committee had this, the only thing that's been added to it was the lockdown that I put in.
Yeah, and after you had that lockdown, I know you visited with all the department heads, and you have a bunch of feedback from them. And I don't know if you changed anything or not.
No,
but I know
this has nothing to do with this.
This has nothing to do with that. Okay.
That was just kind of the side, so the board but would have some.
You have a lockdown in here, the violent incident, the limited lockdown. I mean, that's what's in here. And like I said,
are adds and additions.
No, those
lockdowns
were
are.
The lockdown is. That's the only thing that's been added.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything of any sensitive nature in here that...
No. Probably not. Don Knight spoke briefly about that here earlier this week. I don't really think there is. This is just to let people know what to do for disasters or something happens. It pertains more to, obviously, the employees here. Maybe one or two items in there, like for active shooter and things of that nature, what I want them to do. So I don't want everybody on the street to know what they're going to be doing. But this isn't as sensitive as the stuff we'll be having in about 4 weeks. So.
Make a motion to...
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of that is people, it's been a while with that event. We need to pull it back up, read it so people remember there's certain things that really cause law enforcement some heartburn if we're calling our loved ones to tell them we're okay, and everything starts on the outside and it just goes nuts.
And Roger and Nurbel have reviewed and signed off on this, so that's been taken care of.
Okay. So. Moved by Bauman to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's start committee reports, and let's go with Road and Bridge first today. Terry has an appointment he needs to attend to.
I guess the number one thing that was brought up in front of Road and Bridge was lower big NRD, big blue NRD, had two individuals there, and they're going to put a new water line, basically Wymore East and Wymore South. I mean, it's a fairly large...
Well, it even go up to Holmesville, though.
Yeah, it goes to Holmesville North a little ways, too. It originally started east and south, and this was added on after, I guess, right, Myron?
Yeah, they're up to like 170 people that have signed on to have hookups in that neighborhood.
Right. This line, the tower is going to be located south of Wymore. It'll be an upright tower. Water is hard to find in these areas. It's hard to find a good drinking well. So that's what brought this all on. The main lines, we were told, will be an 8-inch line going to the tower, and that'll branch off to a 6, down to a 4, down to a 2, and we've got drawings of the whole thing. But anyway, all this is to have is that they can have one, that they're going to bore underneath the road, so very minimal destruction, or whatever you want to call it, harm done to the road, because it'll be bored underneath. And most of the line then will be laid on landowners' property. In some locations, it will be coming down the grader ditch, as I said, going through draws or whatever. But most of the time, it will be on private individuals' property. And then crossing roads, they will bore to go underneath the roads. So it would be under a one permit, basically, is what they want to file, a single permit for all the bores. So that's what that was about.
A couple more things on it. They need this permit, and I they're going to be on the clay ball with the lower big blue. He'll be here at our April 4th meeting.
Yes.
And at that time, hopefully, we can vote on this permit. We'll have it so we can see. But they need it to get the paperwork going, because this project, they hope to start to mid to late summer on this project. It's a $3 million project. By the time they get all the lines laid and everything, if they want to get it done at all before this fall with good weather, they need to keep moving, and they need to have this permit, because they need our approval for the wording of that permit so that at a certain time they need to have this all together, because it's got to go down to Kansas City to get approved by the federal people. We can't approve our permit after the federal people approve it. Our permit has to be part of that paperwork that goes down there, and that's why.
Basically, it's covered. One single permit to bore all the roads is what it was about, rather than a permit for every road they cross. That's what that's about.
That's
so
what we've got.
It's similar to the project that was going from Beatrice West a few years ago when that was
around the homestead and stuff.
To the homestead. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Lower Big Blue is in charge of all this, so they're. Have the oversight of all this. This won't cost the county anything. And part of the permit, we've asked the questions, and we'll be able to in 2 weeks, too. We've asked the questions of it. If in 5 years there's damage to a ditch or something that got washed out, they will still be responsible, because this is the people are paying a monthly fee to hook up, so they're always having money in to pay off the loan and the grants and everything, so that they will be responsible for anything going forward and so on.
Secondly, tomorrow we will be doing interviews for a staff in the office. So we're looking. We need to add. We need to look at weed. We need to add some more help down there. So tomorrow we'll be doing interviews on that. The other thing is, currently in soft match credit, we have $328,343.38 as of March 19th. Discussion on bridges, Galen. We are looking at another truck, possible pup. A lot of the vehicles down there are, and it's in the budget, a lot of vehicles down there are getting to an age where they're in bad shape. Not bad shape, but should be looking at being replaced, some of them. So that's what we're after. Basically, that's about it. Myron or...
The only other thing was Galen's going to talk more, visit more with employees, going to the possibility of going to the 10-hour days sometime this summer or, you know, late spring here or when. Have not made no decision on that yet.
We discussed it. I guess my feeling is going to a 4-hour day, as far as patrol operators anyway, you've got after a rain sometimes, you've got a window to get out there to get these roads patrolled up when it works the best, before it's hardened up and everything else. That's my only concern, is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a 3-day window. If it rains 3 days and you've only got 1 day to operate, then you're off for 3 days. And we haven't, he's going to talk to the people a little more. We have not made a firm decision on that yet, but we are firm on the office being open 5 days a week.
Yep.
But the help, as far as, you know, the rest of the help, the dirt crew, the asphalt crew, it is beneficial to run 410s, depending where they're at in the county. So we don't know where we're going with that yet, but we will decide in 2 weeks, because it's going to have to be answered in 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Anything else, Terry? Any questions? Myron, we got a couple minutes. Any more on economic development?
No, we've gotten a hold of Bob Henningsen with Smart Solutions, and we picked out. He emailed us a couple dates where it works to start our next round of meetings, and either late next week or the week after, and we're going to email him back. So don't know a date yet. When we do have one, I'll try and make sure everybody, Andrea, gets emailed and the paper in the Sun too. But.
Okay. Danny, building and grounds.
About the only thing we have is our grass is growing faster, so we've asked for some quotes from some people to do our mowing, and Dave is taking care of that. So asked for three, got a couple, and should be in good shape to go ahead. So.
Okay.
Really is about it for us right now.
Okay. 9:15, need a motion to close all bids on the bid or repairing of the mortar and bricks.
Some of closed bids.
Second by Bauman.
Second.
Closed. Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Building and grounds. Did we receive bids?
I think we have one. Let's just see. Well, I don't know. It says sealed bid repair work to sheriff's building.
So that could be the sheetrock also.
Yeah, and that's at 9:20. So that's the only bid, unless you've gotten some.
Roger,
who's the company?
Van Winkle.
That would be the masonry.
That would be brick. Yeah. You want to give that to Danny?
One bid.
I guess.
Tough working environment.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a bid presented from Van Winkle Masonry Incorporated, 2014 Elk Beatrice. Repair work to Gage County Sheriff's Building. Demo damaged and or weathered brick and block at west wall of garage area. Mostly but not limited to north and south ends. rebuild areas with new materials, try to match brick close as possible, fill in existing weep holes, drill in new weeps 24 inches on center, dig out along the west side, waterproof, bring in dirt to improve grading problem. The bid is $13,780 with payments to be made as follows in 30 days. Submitted by Jeff Van Winkle.
Denny, does your committee need to review that one? That is the only bid we have.
What? Why do we only have one bid on something like that? How come, like, Bissiger's, or is it, was it just put out on, just advertised bid, wasn't it?
Advertised bid. Gus, Gary asked, how come only one bid? Did you submit the advertising on that? I don't know.
I am following it. Well, I don't think there is a newspaper, a lot of them. Jeff found out about it through a friend.
Okay.
Well, I even called them, the ones that had given it unofficial quotes last time we talked.
Did you? You said you called some of them.
Yeah.
Not a
hit. That's just what they, you know.
Okay, but that warrants the discussion. Do we need to change the mechanism we're using for advertising? How do we make it available?
Man. We've got on our website a place, a button you push where it's got public notifications. We probably need to do a better job of letting people know that. You know, yes, by statute we have to release things to media, and that's fine. That's appropriate. But also on our website, I don't know if we track our hits. There's a button for public release of documents there too. And
that's a new one. So we have added that on recently.
Gus, just ballpark. Is this kind of what you thought? I mean, thank goodness they bid.
The first couple we had when I talked to committee was like 6,000 to 7,000, 8,000.
Yeah.
He's doing probably a little more. What you need to be done. Yep. Nobody else figured in the grade because it's going in to out, putting new weep holes up higher and filling the old ones. So he's doing a pretty thorough job.
Yep. And if I remember right, just some of the earlier bids a couple years ago, what you had there, they said this is cost of replacing the brick, and then once they got in there, they didn't know. Now, this here sounds like he's expecting stuff back in there, and that sounds like some of that, just by what Denny read, may be in that proposal or whatever. So that may be why it's quite a bit higher than a couple years ago.
I think we've given people an opportunity, and if they haven't taken it, I'm sorry about that. I wish they would. It would certainly help us, but I think we've been transparent in making this available, and I would move that we accept the bid.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. We got a minute to wait. Emergency management report.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Mark this week, but I do know that the narrow banding project is done. There's still a little bit of work to be done, but I think overall it's getting there. I guess the other thing was, is we were looking at kind of just some of the different things we do on the emergency management side, and that's something we're going to be carrying on here pretty soon. Matt, was there anything else, Matt or Myron?
Well, I'll just bring up one thing, and the narrow banding, and I visited with Mark last Thursday up in the Adams area. They've had some of the new pagers for whatever reason. There was one couple that had it go off two nights in a row about 6-8 times during the night. They just went off, and all they heard was conversation on there. And Mark had been, they're working on that and trying to decide. They've had a few other reports of things not quite working right, and Mark said as part of this project, as part of doing something new, you're going to have some issues. You know, we had some too with the handhelds for the sheriff department that we had weren't expected, and you're always going to have that. But Mark was working on that all day Thursday when I talked to him, and trying to figure out why, because that couple was unhappy.
Well, and since then he's been working with two or three different communications companies, and I think they might have taken one of those pagers and set it in Adams. And they were doing a recording process to see, you know, if it actually did record, and then if they were able to capture some of the discussions that were going on there to figure out who it was. And I don't know that they've gotten any results back there yet because I don't think it's gone off since.
No, it hasn't gone off since. But also early last week, they put in a new siren up in Philly. And when they were testing the siren, there was a couple pagers up in Adams tripped for whatever reason. So, I mean, and those are just things that they, you know, knew could happen, mm-hmm. hope they weren't going to, but that they're working on.
I guess I haven't seen a concrete answer, but I wondered, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Mark about this. We had that solar blast that came at us from the sun here in the last week, and I wonder if that isn't just some after effects of that yet, too. Because I know that there's been a lot of goofy things going on with electronics in the last week and a half. I just almost lean to the fact that that's probably a result of that.
And some of the fire departments have been having trouble with their radios on receiving, too. So there's some things that he needs to work out yet. Any more, Gary, on emergency management?
No, that's it.
Okay, we have a 920. Need a motion to close all bids at 921 for accept or reject sheetrock work and installation of two fire-rated doors in the basement of the sheriff's office. Moved by Byers. Okay. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. Any bids, Don?
No.
No bids. Well, that's...
I called and told them they were going to submit because they'd give us unofficial ones before. Unless he forgot. That was Casper.
I guess that's uncharted territory for me. I don't know what you do on that.
Got to make a motion to resubmit advertising for bids. We got to get the work done.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess we do.
We'll bid it one more time, and then I guess, David, you get your heart. No, I'm just kidding. But realistically, we just resubmit, I guess.
Absolutely.
To advertise for bids.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance Committee.
Nothing new exciting.
Human Resource Employee Relations.
Nothing.
Insurance.
We had a meeting and kind of got up to speed, discussed some different things that have been going on in the last year, and a little bit of discussion as to what the new committee would like to see moving forward. We're setting up a meeting with our health insurance carrier to come down and give us a overview as to where we're at right now. Looking at early April sometime to meet with her. So that's
also
basic,
Gary. Hopefully they'll give us some kind of preliminary cost, what's coming up, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hopefully they'll, you know, can give us some kind of estimate so we can start looking at that for the next year, I think. So.
Okay. Anything else, Gary?
Nope, that covers it.
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement, we had a meeting this week here with Gus. Got to find my paperwork here. Talked about the emergency procedure guide that we passed. Possibility of taking on a part-time deputy going full-time with the SEED task force now that probably has enough funding to keep on going. And then we visited about and everybody has had a chance to look at the courthouse screening station and access control policy as far as who can get into the courthouse and with the fobs and all that. And this is going to be on the agenda in 2 weeks to visit about this. Oh, 4 weeks now, no, 4 weeks, because Gus can't be here in 2 weeks. So 4 weeks, yeah, at our April meeting on the 19th or whatever. So, and I think everybody should have gotten a packet so that you'll be able to review it for that. And that's about all we had.
Okay. Looks like
Rex, I got one. I've got the RC&D one over in the Tecumseh committee.
You betcha.
And the reason I'm bringing this one up is Saturday, March 31st in Crete, they got a grant for electronic collection and recycling, and it is open to anybody for computers, copy machines, electronics, batteries, appliances. If you're bringing two computers over, they'll charge you $5 for the second computer. The first one's free. Small TVs are $5. Larger TVs are $10. It's over at Crete. I've got the flyer here at the high school. Anybody would like to. It's Saturday, March 31st from 9 to 1. And like I said, it's free to get rid of your electronics. They got a grant, and Saline County up there is in the RC&D, so that that's a possibility if people need to get rid of some of that stuff. The other one was Don, I think, sent out an email with everybody, too. Friday, they're having an organic farm seminar meeting type over there in Tecumseh from 10 to 3. It's free. It's open to the public. It's a free meal. They have three speakers. They're all from Nebraska that all run organic farming operations, and well-known speakers that get paid money to travel to other states to talk. This seminar is free, and it's being put on free. So,
anything else? Okay. The last thing on the agenda is closed session personnel issues. And there will be no action taken coming out. And this is necessary for the protection of the public interest and the protection of needless injury to the reputation of any given individual.
More context? Can I get more?
Yes, give more on.
Let's get more context. Basically, it's annual employee evaluation performance review. We need to discuss those in the highway department personnel. So I'd make a motion to go into executive session to discuss those.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Seconded that.
Dorn.
So move.
Motion to come out of executive session by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Anything else for the good of the order?
6-0.
6-0. Jurgens just stepped out. Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:55.
Okay. Just in time for the tornado.
Yeah.
Don't run.
Yeah.